And we're back.
I just noticed we were recording.
Oh yeah, we're recording. So if that was stupid,
that was so everyone's long, hearing it. You said that for so long that I forgot what you were doing.
I was introing, and I think I did it with style. Just don't damper it.
We didn't need the intro. Okay? I'm just confused because we didn't need the intro. We were already talking about some things.
Okay. You have to enter with energy, okay?
I want to start off with the energy that we were just on before we started recording.
That's perfect. Now, should we go take it back to the base or just the most recent conversation?
Just the most recent conversation.
Okay.
So we were discussing, by the way, folks, this is not a very, I never claim to be child friendly. Okay. I just want to let that be known.
Be forewarned.
Before I say what I say. But we're just talking about Alexis Texas.
Yep.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of what our listeners seem like. Do they seem like Alexis Texas fans? I think they are because
I feel like it's generally safe to assume someone are.
A lot of y'all are from Texas.
Probably.
I be seeing on Twitter. A lot of y'all are from Texas. Y'all must be fucking with Alexis Texas.
At least a handful.
You gotta, because Texas is a very proud state. They're a very proud state. They support their own. You gotta support. You're obligated to watch at least one Alexis Texas video every night. But we were just talking about, you know, there's respect, but we're talking about,
there's a certain amount of respect she's missing out on.
Yeah.
That she's not fulfilling, if you will.
So let's be honest. A big part of her demographic is black men.
Or as I call them, pipe masters.
Okay, well, that's really weird.
She's not.
Come on, man. That's strike
she's
one.
She's not that's, tending that's to the strike pipe one. Masters.
Yeah, you can't say pipe masters. I won't allow it.
And you can say black men? We're having a conversation about fucking Alexis Texas right now.
Yes, but there's...
I think Pipe Master is the least and most PG part of this conversation.
We were saying that she doesn't fuck black guys, probably not specifically for the reason that they're black, probably more so because she's scared of gigantic dicks.
Just to be clear, I was on the side of the argument that that's not that much of a problem.
What?
Like, she's not worried about that very much.
Yeah, but I was pointing out the fact that, in my opinion, this seems... Hold up. Let me bring this back real quick. I've just got, like, thought about it. Had a second opinion in my head about it. We probably shouldn't start the episode like this.
Oh,
we're going really deep into porn.
It's too late, and we probably, like... We're probably better off wrapping this part of the conversation up rather than acting like we didn't do it and jumping off of it. So let's at least wrap it up.
I kind of want to do that, though. Like, I'm kind of feeling like now, if there's ever a time to just move on from something and act like it didn't happen, now would be the time.
It's a little too late for that. Let's go ahead and wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up, then.
Oh, really?
Bring it home.
Fine, let's bring it home. I'm not really sure how to wrap that up. That was more your thing than it was mine.
Yeah,
man.
It was. It just was weird. Like, halfway through saying it, I was like, man, this is like going into more detail than I really wanted to go into.
That's what I was thinking the whole time. But I was like, well, he kind of
I was not listening. It was like I was talking, but I wasn't listening to myself.
And I did have a momentary amount of faith in it, like a temporary, like, you know what? Yeah, this might be good. Then right before I pressed the button, I was like, all right. Well.
But see, here on Painfully Tight, we live with our mistakes. We don't edit things out.
Mm-hmm.
Trust that.
Keep it raw
Just go ahead and trust that what you hear, nothing has been edited out.
Yep.
Here's how
you don't use protection.
You know how I can prove that nothing's being edited out? Because no one who works on this podcast knows how to do that.
Or is willing to.
No one knows how to do that. We couldn't edit things out if we wanted to. So just know that we give you ourselves, whether we like it or not, until we find a better editor. Everything's going to be real.
You're getting painfully tight.
Painfully honest.
Painfully raw.
Painfully
bareback.
No.
Not that one?
Nah.
All right.
Painfully bareback.
Painfully bareback.
Can we, let's just try and get this back, like, to
clean it up.
Back to the normal routine. You know, I always think.
I just considered for a quick moment, me saying, you know, the way I intro with the, definitely didn't seem like it was leading where we took it. It definitely did not seem like, now I'm getting what you're saying. That's probably not how I should have introed, or better yet, we just shouldn't have talked about that.
I'm this close, I gotta say, I'm this close to pulling the plug on this. I'm this close to pulling the plug. And just we'll do a different episode. We'll record tomorrow or something. Get in a better headspace.
I think we gotta do this for the people, though. We can't, they want, really close
to pulling the plug.
They like the real, you know?
Yeah, but this real is not real good.
Well, that's why we're getting back on track. So let's just jog our memory.
Back to the regular routine. Whether we know
life updates.
But okay, hold on. Let me. I gotta explain it a little bit. If I'm not gonna pull the plug, then I feel like I have to explain myself. Look, I want to let the fans know it's not your fault. That's my main thing. I just want to get it off my chest. The reason we're going through this is because I like trying new things on this show. You know, I know we have a routine, but I don't like getting stuck into a routine. I like changing things up every, you know, few episodes.
I feel you on that.
And this time I just thought it'd be a good idea to like start the show mid-discussion. And I don't think I was wrong about that. I think it just was the wrong discussion. So I'm sorry. It was my fault. I wanted to try new things. I didn't choose the right discussion to start the episode on. I should have waited till we were talking about something else. I'm sorry, guys. Anyway, and back to the regular routine.
Just going
to
throw this out there. If you happen to possibly enjoy the way that episode started, send us your comments of that. Tell us if you like
it. It would
that.
Definitely help me sleep at night.
I think so.
Until the next episode, it's like when you take a L, you got to wait till the next week in the NFL.
Because I feel like we're putting people in a position where, like, I'm going to speed past this part. Or I'm going to end this episode. I'm not finishing this one.
Yeah.
If this is how it starts, I'm not finishing.
I think they're unsubscribing. And we're still on it. All right.
Well, for you, those of you who stayed around, thank you. And then
thank you.
We're going to go ahead and slip and slide.
Real quick secret. Now that those other people have gotten off the podcast, let them know it was a test.
Wow. That's mind blowing.
Yeah.
It's such a good test, such an unknown test that I didn't even know about it.
Yep, it was a test for you as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to assume I passed. I can't tell what I was graded off of.
Yeah, you passed.
All right. Okay. I got one of those low passing scores where you barely passed the bar?
A little bit.
All right.
You got a C-.
I don't know if I agree with that.
You got a C-.
Probably going to have to discuss that.
But you guys who stayed listening... A+. You get A+ for that.
And you graduated on because
it was cringy. It was cringy. I made it that way on purpose.
Yeah. It really was, and now I'm starting to consider if you're doing this to make up for the faults.
Yeah, man.
But regardless,
I'm trying to make up for it. Okay.
Regardless, we're gonna slide into the next. Let's try and get things back on track.
Oh man, see you said slide in.
Okay.
That's close to the last topics that we were talking about.
Fine, we're going to walk on over to our next segment.
Mosey
on over.
There's nothing sexy about moseying.
That's true.
You can't even say moseying. How do you even spell that?
And also, what is that specifically?
What's
I guess
a
it's
mosey?
Casually walking? That's true. All right. Walking on over into the next part of the segment. Life updates just to start you guys off. Anything for the people, Javon?
Let's see. No, nothing.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
absolutely nothing.
You've never said it that way before. Even when you're like, yeah, I don't think I really have anything. You normally just like, nothing. Well, I have kind of like minimal life updates, you know? Just some things I'm hype about. Got some new shoes for work. So now my ankles will be supported and I won't feel like they're about to collapse. New job.
Oh, on the way. Wow. Congratulations on that.
We only make money moves over here on this side. Just woke up, showed up.
Blowed up.
Yep.
Yep. That's
Gonna be I'm stealing t-shirt. That. Yep.
Why are you stealing it? Can't we just both have it? Can't we share?
Man, I don't want to though. It's too good.
We split the profits. That's a t-shirt.
Well, fine. We split the profits. But it will be known as like my shirt.
Showed up. What did you do? What did you say?
Got up, showed up.
Blowed up.
Yep.
Got it. Yeah, it might not be as good. I didn't know it was got up. I wasn't thinking of got up.
Or maybe I said woke up. Yeah, woke up, showed up.
Yeah, that's better. Up. Rhymes more.
Anywho, yeah, that's all I had to do. Pop up, let them know who I was, and he was like, oh yeah, get up in here. And I was like, all right, I'm in. Say no more. They told me about the bands, how the band's going to be scheduled, how big the bands was going to be. I accepted the bands. Simple as that. Anything else noteworthy? Nah. The braids that I told you about last time, unfortunately, are old now, guys. So, just to let you know, time is passing. Because I know you can't see us. That's about all my life updates.
Yeah, I feel like our life updates suck this time.
And they feel drawn out. I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
Oh, so here's a weird person. Man, he looks pretty odd.
You know, you kind of sound like an asshole.
Sorry, viewers. Y'all. Y'all can't see. Y'all are just listening, but we record outside a lot of times. We sit in the car, and a lot of times it's late at night when we record this. Like, when you're listening to it, what time is it right now? It's like, what time is it? It's like 2 in the morning. Yeah. It's like 2 in the morning. We're sitting outside in the car, so when we see people walk by, we get a little distracted. One night, you might hear us get attacked. Just warnings. Just a warning.
Don't be too nervous though. Two of us, pretty gruesome twosome, if you will.
I really don't like the words we're using tonight. We'll move to a topic.
Let's move to a topic. Let's move straight to the Lakers Rockets brawl. Let's jump straight into that.
Wow.
That's not normally what we do, but hey, why not?
I just got to start by saying, boy, does the NBA know how to, like, dominate, like, the news when it's in.
They're working for that viewership.
They're so good at, like, just being relevant in the news and stuff. That's what I think, because the NBA just has a vibe to it that feels like it's scripted, you know?
It does.
I know there's all those conspiracy theories that talk about, like, the NBA is fixed and stuff like that. I don't know if it's fixed or whatever, but it does feel, like, scripted or, like, pre-planned, kind of. And that's kind of what that brawl felt like to me.
Well, it felt a little bit like that. But it also felt like one of those in-ring brawl moments in WWE where no one's mic'd up anymore, but you can see that they're chattering.
Yeah.
It felt like that. And I was like, this is hype. So,
something that, like, one of the first things I said to myself when I first saw that it happened, I was like, I felt bad that the trolls in the NBA are on my team now. Like, I'm not used to being a team that has trolls. like Lance Stevenson and Rondo.
Yeah.
But we're the trolls now. We're the players that in the league that people don't like. They're just like, yeah. I don't like him. Because, I've never really been a Rondo fan. And now he's a Laker, so it's like I cheer for him to win. But when he has his normal Rondo tactics, I'm like, ugh, I wish this wasn't on my team.
What about, how you feel about the juggernaut, Brandon Ingram?
You mean Slenderman?
Slenderman.
Slenderman with dreads?
Stretched out Sway Lee.
Yeah. He was pretty down. He was riding pretty hard.
I gotta say.
Yeah, he...
I don't think he hurt anyone, though.
Because for one, to be like...
He threw them hands, but no one was to be bothered.
Going at James Harden like that, like, I feel like that takes some pretty intense, like, competitiveness in you. Because this is like his third season. This is his third year.
Brandon?
Yeah, and he has, like, that much...
Damn, I didn't know.
...intensity to be, like, going after Harden like that. Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
He doesn't respect him. And then once things broke out, he was waiting for it. Like, he wanted things.
He had a lot of pent-up aggression.
Yeah, it looked like he had been mad over some stuff for the last 3 years. He's been waiting for a fight for 3 years, and he finally got one. The only thing was, though, at one point, he was, like, the refs were pulling him away, separating him and Melo. And I gotta say, I don't think he wanted that smoke. I don't think he wanted that Melo smoke. And even if he did, he shouldn't have wanted it.
I'm pretty sure he wanted it. Maybe he shouldn't have, but I don't book Melo being that strong.
Yeah, I predict he's a lot stronger than Brandon Ingram. Because he's bones.
Yeah, but I feel like Melo got some pillow hands.
Nah.
He probably has some medium speed pillow hands.
I feel like quite
hands.
The opposite of that. I feel like his hands are pretty good.
I don't know.
I saw an episode of MTV Cribs once. It's the Carmelo Anthony episode.
So, like...
And in his garage, he had the punching bag. There were holes in the punching bag because he punched holes in the punching bag.
Melo likes to flex. I don't believe he punched holes in that.
You think he cut holes into the punching bag?
I don't know,
you think,
man.
He went that far just to prove he has... Bro, he's 6'8", 235 pounds. He's a big man. And he's an athlete. He's a world-class athlete.
Maybe I'm being unfair to Melo. I don't see it. I don't see it in his eyes.
Really? Because he looks pretty impatient with things. He has a look in his eyes like he really does not care anymore.
He probably
He'll punch
don't.
Somebody.
He probably don't, but I don't. I feel like he gets mad, he starts throwing hands, and he's like, oh, this, no, it's like, wait. It'd be like Batman and Superman.
Did you
Superman
see how mad he was getting, though?
Remember when he was, like, shaking off the punches?
You remember how mad he was getting, though? Did you see it?
He was pretty mad.
He was getting pretty mad, and I was thinking, like, Brandon Ingram's lucky that those refs are holding him back. Because if those refs were in there, and then he just had to fight him for real, I think Carmelo would win. Plus, because now he also has older man strength, you know? Brandon Ingram's, like, 20 years old.
20?
Or 21.
He's like 22, I'm pretty sure. But he's kind of big himself.
Nah, he's just tall. He's really skinny.
Yeah, he is pretty skinny, actually. Now that I'm thinking about it. But yeah, that brawl was crazy.
I think Carmelo got him.
What about CP3 and Rondo? Who you got winning that one?
Man, because I've never really liked Rondo, but I've always liked CP3. So, I want to book him to be stronger. But I think Rondo would have him.
I don't know, though, because...
I think Rondo would have him.
Like I said when I was looking at that clip, that punch that Rondo throws that comes right across CP3's jaw, CP3 ate it and just looked him in the eye like, oh, you just blasted me? Oh, it's on. That's it. Luckily, the ref stepped in at opportune timing, and other people's arms got in the way as well. But he judge acted him with like a pancake. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, I gotta say, Rondo seems like he would go harder. Like in a fight.
I feel like he has those fast street type hands, but they're not that effective.
Yeah, maybe. He got some really long arms, though.
Yeah.
Like, he's not that tall of a dude, but he got long arms.
Like, there's not too many point guards that I feel like got hands.
Really?
I don't know.
Because I feel like Russell Westbrook has hands.
Okay, Russ definitely has hands.
Damian Lillard has hands.
But I'd say so.
I feel like John Wall has hands.
Yes. That's those three.
Who else? Do I feel like Kyrie has hands? I don't. I'll be honest. No Kyrie.
I included him in the list of ones I do.
Really?
I don't think Isaiah Thomas does. I don't. Sorry.
Oh, no. I think he's scrapping. I think he's pulling up scrapping.
I think he has a lot of intensity and aggression.
He has a lot of bark. No bite. Is that what
you
said?
Yeah.
I feel like I should believe you. I should agree with you on that one. I kind of see it as well now.
Derrick Rose? What about him?
I feel like you kind of need knees to be able to throw hands.
Yeah, that seems like a
fundamental
element.
Don't you feel like a dude with no knees couldn't generate no power on his punches?
He's not getting any torque.
There's no torque. He'd need like a skate or something.
Man, that's, I feel like we're being pretty unfair to Derrick Rose.
Yeah.
But so he's on the list of no's.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry, D. Can't let you on this list, dog.
D'Angelo Russell? You know, he's a shooting guard.
Nah, he ain't got hands.
He ain't got hands.
He's too light-skinned.
What about a Raptors point guard?
Kyle Lowry?
Lowry.
Mm-mm. I can't say Lowry has hands. I don't think so.
I kind of feel like he does, though. I think he has surprising hands. Some like, you see him throwing them, and you're like, oh, that don't look right. Because, you know, he has that tubby look to him.
He has a fat face.
Yeah, fat face.
Does Dennis Schroeder have hands?
Nope, sorry. Not getting that one for me. That's no for me.
See, I gotta say, I feel like he probably does. Probably more
Drew,
so.
What's his name? Drew Holiday? He has hands over Dennis Schroeder. Fuck that shit.
Drew looks too nice.
No? He looks like a convict. He looks like...
That's so mean.
An alternate universe Kodak Black. Like,
oh my. Why are you being so mean to him?
Hey, I'm a fan. It's different when I roast him.
You're disrespecting. Alternate universe Kodak Black?
Yeah. I feel like people, if you don't know him, you're going to look him up and you're going to see what I'm talking about, kind of. Especially with his current haircut, you can kind of see it.
I think Dennis Schroeder goes hard, though.
Low Zach key. Levine?
Zach Levine? Who does he play for again?
The Bulls now.
I don't think I know him.
Light skin. Jumps really high and dunks on people. He's like bluish, greenish eyes.
Okay.
Stays faded. Known mostly for the dunks that I mentioned.
Well, he's not a point guard.
He is from time to time. I just want to know the opinion. Can you say something?
Nah. He's too light-skinned. I'm sorry.
Okay, the main one I'm getting to. Curry. I say no.
I knew you was waiting to ask. I knew you was waiting to ask. Yeah. I'm thinking he ain't. He acts pretty hard, though. And he must, like, maybe he's just gotten so used to being able to talk a lot of shit and no one ever does anything about it. Or maybe he actually knows that he's down in the scrap. Because he barks a lot.
He does.
For being that light-skinned, he has one of the hardest attitudes.
He does.
And he's not that big. So maybe he's just barking because he knows he can't hit me back. I'm Steph Curry. Like, I can talk all the shit I want and you can't do nothing about it because they're always going to love me more than they love you.
I'm valued. You're not.
Especially with kids. Mm-hmm. I feel like little kids love Steph Curry, so he can kind of do whatever he wants. I think Steph... I gotta say, gotta be honest. He looks like he would be surprised. Like, if someone actually hit him in his mouth, he'd go, oh! And he wouldn't be able to react. He'd just he'd be frozen. But he seems like he'd be confident. He just wouldn't know what to do.
Okay. Do we agree that Chris Paul has hands?
I don't know.
I think he does. I'm pretty sure he does. Because I have faith in him being a Taurus. I have faith in his intensity to win.
You're going off of his zodiac sign?
A little bit, yes. I'm throwing that in there. But his intensity to win, I feel like if he's dedicating that to fighting people, he's getting some dubs, for one. I mean, yeah, like, to say one thing. But also, where is he from? Is he from, like,
I don't know where he's from, actually.
I know where he's from. I can't ever think of it. He's from somewhere that's kind of, I feel like, hard growing up. Hmm. Maybe I'm wrong on that. That's the fact.
Yeah, actually, I could put him on the list. But after this brawl, you hear about all those suspensions?
Yeah, it was him, Ingram, and Melo, right?
Was it Melo? Well, no, it was Chris Paul.
Oh, Rondo. It was
Rondo and Ingram. And Ingram got 4 days. And then I think...
Chris Paul got 2.
And Rondo got 3, I'm pretty sure. Yeah,
pretty sure.
Which... I feel like Chris Paul could have probably got 3 as well. I don't know why he got the least.
Maybe they have, like, physical, like, there's a camera angle where you can see the spit land on his lip.
Yeah, but it wasn't Rondo's spit. I saw. Didn't you show me that video?
Oh, yeah.
It was Melo's spit. Dummy. You spit on your own dude.
And enraged him.
Yeah, he sent him into a fury. He started poking a hole through Rondo's face.
I think that's going to be bad blood from that on, pretty sure.
Oh, well, from what I've heard, that's been a rivalry. Like, they've been not liking each other for years.
CP3 and Rondo?
Uh-huh. Which I'm not surprised because, like, Rondo has enemies everywhere. Because he's played for so many teams. So he's gotten a chance to oppose everyone.
Yeah.
And no one ever likes him. No one ever likes him. At the least, they just, like, tolerate him. That's the best case scenario with Rondo, is that people tolerate him. But typically, people don't like him. And some people even go so far as to holding grudges on him for years and years. And apparently, that's what this was. Chris Paul and Rondo had been enemies for a long time.
Wow. Didn't know about that. It kind of makes sense.
But yeah, Chris Paul could probably get 3 games because when you think about the fact that Rondo didn't actually spit on him and then he just start poking him in his face, you know, he's the one who took it to engage in contact.
That's true. But maybe we're the only ones who know that. We and that people who else saw that video. You know, you got your officials and stuff. They're looking at it like, yeah.
You notice how LeBron, though, was like, I ain't really involved in this. I'm not able to get as angry as y'all because I'm not really involved in this. So this doesn't really matter to me. Because I feel like everyone was looking to him like, hey, get involved in this brawl. Like, help us. And he's just kind of standing outside.
That's
like,
not what I do.
Yeah, I don't do things I don't care about.
But he did have his boy CP3's back.
Yeah, but
he spit on you, little homie. Hold on.
But it looked kind of like, based off of LeBron, and this is just going off street rules, all right? In the street, when you fight somebody, there isn't a judge, there isn't a referee. Mm-hmm. So there isn't an official winner and loser. The winner and loser is judged based off of certain things that happen after the fight. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Who looks like they have more damage? Who has the body language of someone that lost? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then one of the other things that you can always tell that the person who lost was, how were their homies acting? You know, normally when two dudes are fighting, their homies are with them.
Yeah.
Based off how your homies are acting says whether you won or not. Because if your homies are looking at you like, oh, damn, you got fucked up, you lost that fight because your own homies think you lost.
True.
Your homies are going to roll with you. They're going to say you won all the time. But if you got your ass whooped so bad that they can't hide the look on their face, you lost. You lost that one. And that's what happened with Chris Paul, because LeBron was like carrying him like, oh, shit, dude. He was walking with him. He had his arm all around. Did you see that?
Yeah.
He was like walking him to the sideline like, you good? You good? And Chris Paul was like, get off me, man. You ain't even on my team. Is making him look like he lost. They were like, they were asking him all on the sideline like, are you good? Are you good? And Chris Paul just had a look on his face like, stop acting like I got hurt. He didn't hurt me. He didn't even hit me that hard. Y'all are making it look like I lost. So it looked to me kind of like Rondo got the upper hand.
Yeah, while we're here, I didn't really get to catch up on this week of NBA, but why don't you fill us in on some noteworthy performances?
I did not catch it.
Oh.
I caught LeBron's performance in that game.
Oh, yeah. How'd that game go?
They lost.
Lakers?
Yeah. Pretty, like, handily.
Damn.
Yeah. And that was with, you know, Chris Paul getting
ejected.
Wow. So that kind of shows you that they got some things to work on as a team. The Lakers do. Because
I feel like
that can't work. I think they only scored like 87 points. Something like that. And LeBron had yawning on there is unprofessional. Sorry about that. Like we said, it's 2 a.m. But LeBron's performance, it wasn't bad at all. It was a good performance. I think he had like 26 points and 9 rebounds.
Wow.
You know, that's not a bad performance at all. But, there were also like 6 turnovers. He had like 6 turnovers. Which is, you know, not usual for him.
Yeah, that's true.
And normally when he has that many turnovers, it's because, you know, the way that LeBron plays, he plays like a point guard.
Yeah.
You know, and he's a very flashy passer. And flashy passes only work when people know that you're about to do them.
It's very true.
And so I think that's one of the reasons is that his chemistry is just off because they don't... These dudes have not played with him. Most of these dudes haven't even been in the NBA that long.
So they're like, whoa.
So they don't know what he's about to do.
Ron, what you doing?
Like, his court vision is so good that he sees the plays developing before they develop. And these other players on the team are just not seeing it. They're like, where are you throwing? Why are you passing it over there? I'm not over there. And he's like, but he was going to run there and then you were going to run this way. He's kind of too smart for his own good. Mm-hmm. Like it's messing him up because he's playing ahead of his team too much. So I'm hoping that that's what's going on and that they get it together. But what I've been hearing people say is that just the young core of players that were already on the Lakers are not good matches for LeBron. That's what I've been hearing people say. You know, that they were building something that was a little different than what he fits into systematically. And now they're kind of like, how do we make this work? It's trying to fit these two things together that just don't mix.
I think they'll find it, though.
Yeah, I'm thinking, like, because, for one, LeBron's great.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great player. Possibly even in now his, like, getting older age of his career, probably still the best player in the league.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you would think he should be able to adapt, kind of, to play a different style that would be able to work for the players that are already there.
Definitely.
But also, you would think that these players are 1, 2, 3 years into their careers, and that they should still be pretty moldable. They should still be pretty flexible and able to learn new things. So to me, it's like, I'm hopeful, but then again, I am a Lakers fan, so I'm trying to make the situation better. But yeah, as far as NBA, you know, it's going to be kind of slow in the beginning.
That's true.
It's always
kind of
slow, but that's the NBA. They're like, the games aren't going to be that important, so how are we going to make this exciting news right off the bat? Brawl.
Brawl it out.
Floyd Mayweather was there. He was getting pretty hype. Did you see that?
I saw Travis Scott.
Yeah, I saw Travis Scott getting hype too. Oh, man. He was getting a kick out of that.
He sure was.
He was enjoying that so much.
I didn't expect that.
Yeah, he loves anything that resembles a mosh pit.
Yeah.
Anything that resembles a mosh pit and headbanging, he gets so hyped for it. So what about this past week in NFL?
Let's start where I really feel like I have a good amount to talk about. Start with these Giants. Giants went up against, who we go up against? Was that the Bears? No, that wasn't the Bears. Or was that the Bears? I'm trying to recall.
The Giants faced the Bears? No. The Bears faced the Patriots.
Falcons. Took me a moment there. Giants faced Falcons. My personal opinion of the game, Falcons won because of two things. Julio Jones and a slightly better defense than the Giants. I feel like that's not good for the Falcons to hear right now because the Giants are booty juice. Falcons are barely, the game was decently close to consider that the Giants are like one of the worst teams right now. And I'll say this about the team, though, about Giants. I feel like they actually have a lot of talent. I feel like the players is not the problem right now. I feel like there's no leadership. No one in that team draws that team together and makes sure they're, like, putting everything into it.
Yeah.
They have the drive that they need. It's not Eli. I feel like he used to be Eli, though. I do feel
no
like
one respects him anymore. I don't think anyone even respects him.
It's like
when you think about it, you used to hear about, like, the respect that Peyton Manning commanded in the locker room.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think Eli Manning has that. I don't think he can command any respect. It just, to me,
there's just this, like, a little bit of respect just because he is a Super Bowl champion. It's not respect like we follow him. It's just like we're not going to disrespect him. He is a Super Bowl champion after all.
It just feels like no one looks at him the way I see players on other teams look at their quarterback.
Like the way they look at Aaron Rodgers?
You know, they kind of huddle around him like he's a hero, kind of. But with Eli, they kind of just look at him like he's just another one of them. Like,
yeah, pretty much.
He's just over there doing his thing.
What do you do?
Now, so yeah, they have no leadership. I also think, like, a lot of these players are young and talented and athletic.
Yeah.
And they probably look at Eli and like, man, you're kind of old news. Because he kind of is.
Yeah, I've been saying for a minute that our backup quarterback, I feel like he's decent. I feel like he's going to get in and instantly be doing better than Eli. even though I used to rap Eli so hard. Like, he's so good, no one gives him credit. If I could have made that argument in the past, definitely can't now. I can't. I'm sorry. Just gotta be an honest person.
Well, if you want to talk about being honest, yeah. This is what I think about Eli Manning. This is starting to go pretty hard into Eli Manning. But I felt like he's had one of the most unfair career paths ever, because he's been a bad quarterback, he's been a mediocre at best quarterback for so long in his career, and has never, ever, up until this point, even been whispered that he was going to lose his job. That is BS. Bullshite. He has been so mediocre for so many years of his career. And never was threatened to lose his job.
This year I have heard mentions of it.
That's what I'm saying. Up until now. It took until now.
Oh, that's what you're saying. Yeah.
To be able to be like, maybe he shouldn't be the starter. Maybe it was like 4 years ago. He should still be playing for your team right now.
I think they were thinking what I was thinking and what I feel like a lot of New York fans are thinking, which is like, nah, like, yeah, I know he performed bad, but he's trying to shake it, like, he's trying to shake it off. He's trying to get back to what he really does. It's just a bad night, you know? He needs to shake it off.
Because that's the other thing, is like, for a long time, that was his stigma, that, oh, well, you know, he's a mediocre quarterback, but he has the intangibles. He has the clutch gene. He knows how to win games, you know, all those cliches. And I gotta say, I don't even see those anymore. Like, aside from him being the mediocre part, he also isn't coming back. He used to, was a point where he did have the clutch gene.
But
it's gone.
We would have more wins this season. There's been a couple times where we've been screwed, though, royally. Where, like, Manning has made some plays, and they've been royally screwing us over very important touchdowns that would have won us the game. That's why we keep losing, like, 18 to 15 or something like that, you know? But, yeah, that's how I feel about that.
Patriots? Yeah, you've been winning purely on the shoulders of Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, whatever wins we have, which I think is like two.
Even your almost wins,
maybe three,
were because of Barkley.
It's because of Saquon. And I'm perfectly okay with that. Let's just clean things up so we can really give him a dominance run. Sharpen that O-line. Make sure we're getting them holes open.
You mentioned the Bears, though. How'd you feel about that game?
Boy, was that one fun to watch. For those of you who don't know this, not a big Tom Brady fan. And those Bears, they were giving him a good amount to deal with. at least so with that collapsing pocket. He had to pull some things. He had to run with his weird, I can't even explain, his middle-aged father run. He did clear some yards, but other than that, they had been giving him some work. But as per usual, you can't give him too much time in that pocket. Especially now, because he has a couple more weapons. He has Josh Gordon, he's doing his thing. Of course, he has Gronk. And then you still got his old reliable Edelman. So he's using them up. So they still got that dub. But I did like that performance from the Bears. That's what I want to see. I want to see people putting their hands on Brady. Shake him up. Because in this game, they were, as we know, when you touch Tom, changes him up a little bit. His decision-making gets a little quirky. Because he'd be like, oh, no. Body health is key. Throw the ball. Whenever they would get close, it really pressured him. He darted the ball out every time. And I think either he threw an interception or nearly threw an interception. But yeah, that's the story of that game, and I liked that. I enjoyed that. Then got to move on to my homie, Patrick Mahomes. That man is entertainment. See, at first, I was really yucking it up, enjoying some Baker Mayfield moments. And he's still doing his thing. But you know who's shining right now? Like a hot white light? Patrick Mahomes. Passing all over people. Running all over people. Flexing from time to time.
Yeah. He's really exciting. That's one thing. Yeah, it's very exciting style. Just with the level of confidence that he plays with, too.
Yeah, man. I like it. He makes you more intrigued to see these young quarterbacks, or at least for me personally. Because I just generally don't have faith in young quarterbacks until they prove themselves to me. Do something that I can call back on. He's exciting. But now that I mentioned Baker, I use that as a segue. Man, I feel for him. Because that L that they took, that has to hurt.
Yeah. That was their fourth overtime game this season, which is wild.
I could see the pain in his face because he's like, what? Come on, man. That was a dub. They got some things to clean up on that team, though. I think they need to be more...
I feel like they're close, though.
Consistent. Like,
there's only a couple of things that they need to fix up, and then they'll be a really good team.
Really good or pretty good?
I think in this NFL that we're seeing this season, a really good team. Because there isn't a lot of separation between really good and kind
That's
of good
kinda
anymore.
True. That's kind of true. Good game. Enjoyed that. Also, kind of, I might be running through these. Stop me if you want to get into more any of them more. Shout out to the homie Drew Brees. Still carving people up. Still carving people up. And he's really, like, his O-line don't be even trying to help him that much. They do a little light work. Like, oh, come on, Drew. I'm about to give it up. I can't hold much longer. And he'll find the time. He'll scoot to the left, scoot to the right. So he'll even hit you with a spin move at, like, how old did you say he is?
He's getting close to 40, I think.
Oh, he's not 40 yet?
Yeah, he'll be 38, 39, maybe.
I just assumed he was mid-40s. Anyway, point being, he still got them moves. He still got them moves. He's out here dropping dimes on people. Hey, so shout out to Drew.
Where does Drew Brees go down for you all time?
Whoa. All time?
Like your all time. Favorite.
Oh, favorites. Oh. I'm trying to think. He might be like top five. I know he's in there. Because he goes number one. I'm going to drop this on the people in case they didn't notice about me.
Don't say Eli Manning.
Favorite quarterback all time, Peyton Manning.
Ironic.
This might seem premature for some of you. Maybe you can't handle it. Can't process it. You need to grow up. Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. I'm going to go third. Who's my third favorite quarterback all time? All time. Actually, I don't know how I could do him this dirty, but I guess we're going to put him at third. Brett Favre.
That's Man. Not dirty.
It is a little bit. That's a pretty good spot. The fact that I'm going to put him under... Wait, who did I say that was number two?
Aaron Rodgers.
I guess that's fair. Then I think we're actually going to go Brett Favre and right to Drew Brees. He's number four.
Wow.
Big fan of Drew Brees. Much respect. I also feel like he got dealt some poor cards sometimes because I feel like what happened to Drew Brees a lot is he'll have a lineup and you're looking at it before the beginning of the season, like, this looks good. Then three of those dudes get injured. Two of them are just not performing well. And then he has that one. So it's just him and that one guy for the whole season. And you're like, can he do it with just him and a bunch of squares? And he's doing his best, but it's not enough. If I just reach it, just go ahead and put number five. You probably didn't know this. Russell Westbrook. Big Russell Westbrook.
Wow.
I think I'm going to go ahead and put him at five. Now, keep in mind, legendary classic quarterbacks, don't know them as well, so that's why they're not in these top fives. But then if I go a little bit lower, I also don't enjoy new quarterbacks so much, so Kurt Warner would be in there somewhere. I can't think of his name. I just can't. I know he played for the Colts, but I can't think of his name. But yeah.
Where are we at on time?
It's probably a good thing to know. Oh, 50 minutes. This one kind of flew by, I feel like.
Yeah, I feel like we didn't get to talk about that much. Well, we wasted a lot of time in the beginning.
That's true.
What was something else that we were going to talk about? Aside from the brawl and stuff, and it wasn't a whole lot of stories this week, were there?
I'm trying to think, because I'm going to feel disappointed if we finish this and then we're like, oh, we meant to talk, because we always do that. As soon as we're done recording, give it about an hour later, like, that's what we meant to talk about.
Yeah.
Any MMA news that you can...
Since last week? No. I don't think anything was really going on.
Oh, except for a possible Khabib-Mayweather matchup.
Well, yeah, there's that.
Don't do that. No, well... Just a quick touch on that. Don't do that.
I heard the possible Anderson Silva-Conor McGregor matchup.
Let's talk about that for a moment. Now...
I don't want that to happen.
I
don't really want it to happen. Like, you were getting hype earlier. I can't get hype.
Because you have to look at it this way. If it happens and they're rolling promos for it, there's no control of what you want anymore. You know you're hype at that point. I refuse to believe you wouldn't be.
Well, yeah, I'm a huge fan of both of them. Like, as martial artists, they're really intriguing to me.
They really are. And I gotta say, kind of don't know who I'd pick. It might sound stupid. I kind of don't know who I'd pick.
I don't know if I would really be. Yeah, I probably would be excited for it, but I'd be overall disappointed that we didn't get there, like the other fights that
could have possibly
happened. You know, there's honestly just a lot of great matchups for Conor just at his weight class.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of them we probably won't get if we're being like, real.
This is a matchup that I heard someone toss out that I was like, oh man, that would be really exciting for me. Was Conor versus Ally Aquinta. Because Al kind of almost performed, dare I say, better than Conor McGregor against Khabib.
I would have to agree with you on that one. He did more.
Yeah. He escaped that, I think Khabib took his back, like, twice in the fight. And he escaped it both times.
Pretty sure.
Also,
he got up a couple times.
Maybe in, like, the third round, Khabib was really close to finishing him. He was really close to, I think, a rear naked choke. And at that point, I remember in the third round, Al was already really tired. And he still, with like no energy left, was able to escape that back, the back mount and the choke. Al just kept going all the way until the end of the fight. He just kept fighting hard.
You know, I hadn't really seen him too much. Like, I saw him, like, twice before then. But that really gained my respect. Because me not knowing him, if you remember, leading up to the fight, I was like, I'm pretty sure I got Khabib. I was kind of counting Al out. And I was like, I shouldn't count this guy out. He's very,
So, but, like, that would be a really cool match. I think another cool match for Conor would be Justin Gaethje. Because... stylistically, I mean, That would be a really interesting matchup to break down.
Mm-hmm. It's not so easy as you might think.
Because I could see both of their styles being able to exploit the other one. Connor being the sniper that he is.
Mm-hmm.
And how accurate he is. I could see him really just fucking up Justin Gaethje. But I could also see how unorthodox defensively Justin Gaethje is.
Yeah.
And how tough he is. And how his really heavy low kick game could really mess up Connor. Because no one's really been fighting him like that.
That's true.
No one's really been fighting. And I can... There's other people who fight Connor differently than how they fight normally. Gaethje won't be one of those people. Gaethje's going to fight Connor the way he fights everybody. You can't make him stop doing that. He's really stubborn when it comes to his fighting style. He's going to fight that way against everybody, no matter what size you are, what style you are.
Yeah.
That's just how he's going to do it. So he's going to come forward, and he's going to do his weird, like, hunched over peekaboo defensive style, and he rains down those leg kicks from so close. He kicks you from like in the clinch, and they're heavy. He just
dig in.
He has a style of leg kick that's weird because he doesn't even pivot his hips. He barely turns his hips on the kick. I don't know how he can generate that much power, but he does. So I can see that
dense leg bones.
I could see that being a fun matchup between Gaethje and Connor.
Not to mention, I know you said within the weight class, him versus Ferguson.
Yeah, I mean,
that's still one I would want Ferguson
to be able
to
just get his title shot, but in terms of a matchup, that is intriguing because as unorthodox as it could ever get.
Yep. And I heard a lot of people talking about Poirier getting his rematch versus McGregor.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to see that.
I think I do. This new clean, new and improved
He is a lot different now. They're both a lot different now, though.
It's at least more intriguing than whoever they were about to have in the main event before they changed it to Cormier and Lewis.
Don't disrespect Cejudo Eubanks.
Hey, if you say so. But it's kind of too late now. We disrespected her on a different episode. But yeah, we really didn't have too much MMA news, did we?
Not a lot of stuff. I know there's Pro Fight League happening right now.
PFL?
Not really following it.
Oh, what about them Dodgers?
The Dodgers, though. Yes. Thank you. They're in the World Series.
Whoop, whoop. Whoop, whoop.
This is going to be exciting.
Get it.
You remember what I said a couple episodes ago? I said I was jumping on the bandwagon at a point in time to where I'm not waiting until they're in the World Series. I'm kind of making a prediction so that when they get there, it's like I've been riding for a while now, so it feels normal.
Well, it's here.
I made the prediction. If you heard that and you're like, you know what? I'm going to go with Javon's prediction that they're going to be in the World Series. Put some money on it.
Personally?
You're welcome.
I'm thinking they're going to beat the Red Sox.
See, so
I'm thinking they're going to beat the Red Sox, though.
I will repeat, as I've said in past episodes, I'm not really knowledgeable in baseball. But from what I've been hearing from my friends who are, is that Boston's really good. That they could possibly sweep the Dodgers.
Well, to be clear, just want everybody out there to know, I feel like this is probably good to know. I also don't know very much about baseball. I was going off of a gut feeling. the gut feeling that the Dodgers can pull a fast one.
Yeah. Because I feel like they have pretty good hitters. And as well,
got my hitters with me.
They have a good pitcher. Or they have a couple of good pitchers. So they do have a pretty good squad. It's a pretty nice squad.
But what you're saying is the Red Sox are arguably very nice.
That's what I'm hearing, at least.
Well, it'll be interesting. I won't be watching. I don't watch baseball. Sorry.
Well, what if you just watch...
highlights? That's what I do.
Well, you could just watch, like, the last couple innings. Nah. So you're a fan, but you don't watch?
Well, I'm just one of those guys who has to rep a team for each sport that is like notable, that matters. It's more about repping the team, having a general knowledge of who's a good team, who's not.
Well, what do you think of this episode so far, Sean?
I think we've let people down on this one.
I think we've definitely let people down. We let our fans down.
Just know, if you listen to this and you're like, I don't know how I feel about these guys anymore. Just know, we do apologize. This is not one of those things.
This is not like representative of how we are all the time. We're normally more interesting. There's normally more stuff that's been happening.
Yeah. And we normally would not do y'all the way we did y'all this particular time. And if you did happen to enjoy it.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you did enjoy it, I mean, but.
What can we do wrong? Yeah, what? You might be a little weird.
If you enjoyed this, then, I mean, I appreciate you. I really do appreciate you. Because there are not many people like you.
Yeah.
I don't think. Unless all y'all enjoyed it, then we're going to keep bringing it to you.
Yeah. And we're probably going to keep feeling weird about it, too. Like, is this weird? And is this right?
Honestly, even if you don't like it, we're just going to still keep bringing
probably.
It.
Probably.
Just keep delivering it.
Keep delivering it.
It'll be like coupons that you get that you never use.
Yeah, yep, just like those. But you hold on to them because you feel like you might
whether come into you want a situation. Them or not, you're always going to get them stuck in your door and stuff. But yeah, anyway, sorry about that. How did you want to wrap this one up? Because I think we're going to wrap this one up pretty early. I think we're going to wrap this one up now.
Okay.
How do you want to wrap this one up?
Just don't let your faith be shaken. If this episode's weird, go back and listen to a past episode.
Let's do an old episode to, like, remember how we used to be.
Yeah.
When we were actually doing well.
Yeah, just want to get that out there. But now that I've gotten my point across,
can we do a big finish? Maybe we can redeem it with a big finish.
I don't know if I can wrap us out this time. So it's I think the ball's in your court.
So there's no big finish.
You have to do something for the viewers.
Nah, I'm sorry. I have nothing. I don't want the pressure of redeeming this episode to be on me.
You have to redeem it.
It's unredeemable.
It's kind of at your expense.
Yeah, and I'm saying...
In words of Morgan...
It can't be redeemed.
You have to.
I can't.
Really?
So...
How about this? I'm going to tell a story. An inappropriate story.
Inappropriate?
Hear me out. Right before you're gonna feel it out. Right before we're getting to the inappropriate part, you're gonna stop the recording. Nah,
see that's still finding a way for me to have some unnecessary pressure on my shoulders.
Only pressure is make sure people don't hear this because it's inappropriate.
Right.
All you have to do is press a button. It's very simple.
Can you sing us out again?
How about this? I'll leave the people with a quote. All right. No, that's not acceptable.
Let's just plug our things and go.
Let's just plug and get out. Shall we? Start with you.
All right. So, anyone who's still here, still listening to this episode, thank you. And trust me, I'm so much more funnier on Twitter. So much more funnier. So, at @Javon_Kamanawy. Figure out how to spell it. Just figure it out. Because I don't have time to spell it out for you. For Painfully Tight, at Painfully Tight on Twitter. Normally got some cool stuff going on there. Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
What do we got? We got Anchor, Spotify, iTunes.
That's
a pretty big deal.
I'm still juiced about that.
Go ahead and subscribe on all of those. What about you, Sean?
Well, if I can go ahead and get my mind back on track, thinking about random things. Okay. Snapchat, SeanC150. You know, on Twitter, @sexual_Lee. Let's see.
What about your SoundCloud?
SoundCloud. Catch me on SoundCloud. BLACC_CA$H. Black Cash. Brand new music dropping Halloween night. No sleep.
Oh, man. I'm ready for that. Can we get a sample? Come on, man.
It's gonna be a no-go.
Can't blame me for trying. All right. Well, I think that's it.
Should I sing people? No. I don't have it in me this time.
I think we're just gonna sign off. I think we're just gonna have to end this one now, so.
Here's what we're going to do. On the count of three, we're going to say goodbye.
I'm fine.
One, two, three. Goodbye.